Welcome back to week 10 of Loud and Obnoxious. Thank you for tuning back in. We appreciate it. This is brought to you by hashsports.com. Don't be shy. Go look at our website. Check out the articles written by Phil Pierce and the gang. But we do want to welcome you all back also to the podcast, Loud and Obnoxious. We're stoked to be back. We got some big news coming in the coming weeks, but for the meantime, we're going to give a good rundown for this week of sports, as well as make fun of each other a lot, per usual.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. I hope Phil's ready.
Yep. So how are we this evening, gentlemen? Pierce, how's it going?
Oh, fantastic, Skip.
That's what I like to hear. Phil, how are you, Bubba?
Fired the fuck up.
Yes, sir. I can understand.
Wow. You are. Like, you're normally not this fucking keyed up.
I mean, the Yankees just had an amazing
comeback. It's like you drank three pots of coffee.
I mean, for those, you know, listening, it's
as we're recording
this, minutes
this,
after the Yankees
just
win.
Finished, yeah.
So that's why I'm fired up. And
Yankees.
I'm just fired up to talk to these assholes again, too.
Yeah, and yeah. I mean, you have a lot of reasons. You've had a good couple weeks, Phil.
Yes, I have.
So, I'm excited to see this fiery belly that you have here this evening. I'm stoked to hear it. But, all right. Let's get right into it. Phil just kind of prefaced it. But let's talk a little MLB playoffs as we record. The Yankees just took Game 4 in the ALCS. And Phil's riding mighty high. Phil, how's it going over there? Tell me about it.
Awesome. Man, that was fun to watch. I mean, the magic really feels like it's back with the Yankees. You know, they had that World Series title in 2009, but that just didn't feel as exciting. I mean, this isn't a World Series yet, but this is just exciting. You got these young kids.
It's more organic, would you say?
Yeah, for sure. Okay. For sure.
And man, it's not just go buy the best player out there anymore, you know, with the Yanks like it used to be back in the 90s. Like, all right, who's good this year? Let's go buy him. Let's get him.
And I was even down on him after they had that four-run inning against him. And then Judge led off the inning with the solo shot. And I was like, I even said, like a bad fan, I was like, oh, that's an insignificant solo shot. Way to waste your home run there. And then,
oh, man, fair weather mid-game.
Are we surprised that Phil's a bad fan? This is nothing new to us.
No, not at all.
There's nothing surprising.
But then he woke the bats up. And now here we are, tied 2-2.
Who's your favorite player on that team?
Man, well, he hasn't been with the team all year. I just like Todd Frazier a lot. The dude just really looks like he loves being out at the ballpark, and he's just a really easygoing, cool guy.
Yeah, he's a little leaguer at heart, man. Little leaguer at heart.
And then don't forget about that fucking picture of him and fucking DeGita from years ago. So and we're going to see that a couple more times piped into our skull.
And Didi's really starting to win me over, too.
Dude, Didi's a pimp, man. He's a pimp. I like Starlin Castro, too. He's really good.
He had a pretty rough day, though. He had two errors.
Today?
Two errors. Yeah.
Hey, you can't win them all, Starlin. Can't win them all.
That is true. And, you know, while we sit here and harp on the I guess the ALCS has become a series again, but the NLCS is going to get kicked off for Game 3 is – probably first pitch is starting off here in a couple of minutes.
Just started.
Did it? Okay. So yeah. That means Phil's internet's probably shitty again if he's watching and recording, but that's awesome. Yep.
Streaming, baby. He's streaming. He'll probably cut off around the 30 second. Are the Cubs done?
No, it's 2-0.
I know. Are they gonna win tonight, or do they have a chance here? I mean, their offense looks inept, and their pitching looks kind of hit or miss.
Cubs will win tonight.
I haven't watched 1 minute of this series because the freaking 10:30 or 9:30 start, and I was, you know, at the beach and I just haven't seen a minute of it, so I don't even know.
All right, so then we won't take Phil's opinion on this. What I'm trying to avoid is a dick suck fest between New York and LA markets and ESPN just fellatioing all these fucking big market teams. So I'm cheering for an Astros Cubs, I guess, at this point. But at the same time, I don't like the Cubs anymore, and I like the Dodgers. Fuck them all. So I'm hoping the Astros can kind of climb back out of this.
Well, I mean, the Astros are the fourth largest Houston's the fourth largest market in
Yeah, but they don't get a lot of, like, love in the sense of, like, the public. Like, you know, ESPN
no,
and
sure,
Fox Sports,
sure.
Everyone sucks that New York dick, and then everyone's going to fellatio the Kershaw, you know, Wood, Darvish, and then the ginger bearded guy with the walk off. I just don't really. I'm hoping not for those two teams.
Turner, Justin
I don't like
Turner,
it. I don't
want to
hear
man.
About it.
Well, the Cubs, The Cubbies would be different, though.
Yeah, that's true. I guess it depends on, do I want to hear more shit from the fans or do I want to hear more shit from the talking heads on television?
I'd rather hear it from the fans.
I saw that Justin Turner walk-off was on the same day as Kirk Gibson's walk-off back in the 80s.
Oh, man. How rare of an occurrence is that?
That's neat. Yeah. Well, what my thing is that they pitched Lackey in back-to-back games, and then they were hoping for him to get just one out the other night.
And he couldn't do it. I mean,
I don't know why Lackey thinks that he still should. I mean, obviously, he's on the 25-man roster because he's competitive as shit and whatnot, and he's an experienced pitcher in the postseason. But at the same time, I mean, when you're done, you're done. Is there a reason you tapped him 2 weeks in a row? Or 2 games in a row, excuse me?
I think they felt bad for him because he was supposed to pitch game 5 and then didn't pitch game 5 or some shit like that. He's the only one that didn't pitch in that first series, and then he didn't pitch game 1. They went over him again. And I just think they felt bad for him because they let him pitch 2 games in a row. Didn't work out.
Well, yeah,
but
that's why.
But the Cubs are going to win.
Participation trophy.
Yeah, the Cubs are going to win tonight. They got this. Fuck Darvish. He's going to have a bad start tonight. And the Cubs are going to win by like 3 or 4. Be like the Yankees last night.
All right. Well, let's hopefully keep our fingers crossed for a longer series because that means more content for us. But, you know, I guess we've kind of phased out of quick hits because we're going longer segments or talking points here. So let's go.
One quick note. You know, I'm only 5 hours from Houston, so I think I'm going to go to game 6.
All right, you better go now because you just said it.
All right, we're going to hope to see some content on the ground. So everybody look to the website to see Phil's recaps of game 6. And if he did not go, then look to the website to hear what Pierce has to say about Phil from being a Fairweather fan. Both of which will
we'll
be entertaining.
How long that
Both of which makes. Will be entertaining. We can, you know.
Let's play.
Yeah. So before we jump into the meat and potatoes of the weekend of sports, let's kind of go over some quick hits, as I like to talk about. As we say this again during this podcast, Gordon Hayward just pretty much is out for the season.
He's done.
Yeah, he's done. His ankle looks gruesome. Most of the people that are listening to this means they're sports fans, so they've probably seen the video. It's fucking gross.
Yeah, I didn't even want to look, Skip.
It's up there with the Louisville break from the tournament a couple years ago. All George Olympic break.
Yeah, I made the mistake of looking at that Louisville leg one time. They pump faked me on that shit.
I watched it in slow-mo.
You're just the worst. That's
it's like
so
watching
gross.
Eel Soup or like Two Girls, One Cup. Like, it's gross, and you need to look away, but you still kind of turn back and watch it anyway, and you're like, why the fuck I just do that? That's how this break looks like again. So I'm sorry
it's bad.
Those things. But if you don't know what Eel Soup or Two Girls, One Cup is, then you need to use the internet a little bit more.
No, or you don't need to use the internet more. Just keep on living your life. You'll be fine without
it. Enjoy the fact that your eyes have not been blinded.
Yeah, so that's cool.
Whether you like Hayward or not, or the Celtics or not, you got to kind of feel bad for both parties.
LeBron even went to the locker room to say sorry.
Of course you feel bad for Hayward, but even the Celtics as a franchise, you know, they had this master plan and they bided their time and this is, you know, then they made some moves this year. Now it's over in 5 minutes.
Yeah, well, you know, shit happens, dude. The East is just locked for the fucking Cavs. They could play LeBron like half the season and still win the East.
So y'all ready to hear something crazy? I was on Twitter when that all broke, and they literally had the line.
Broke. Get it?
Oh, snap.
Yeah, let's roll.
What's it called?
Saving the show.
Broke. The lines literally moved in Vegas from 10-1 odds to win the NBA to 20-1, and then their odds of like 9-5 to win the East dropped to like 9-2, so it's a little bit less likely in both regards, which I can believe. But one thing you have to notice is maybe the power of prayer does work, because there's a lot of pissed off Mormons that were praying to somebody in Utah after he snuffed the Jazz.
Joseph Smith, please hurt Gordon Hayward.
That's fucked up.
Give me a lemon tea.
I got to do here in Utah. I don't know why they talk like that.
That sounds like more like an English or not, whatever.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of non-carbonated beverages that they probably drink.
Haven't we already had your failed attempt at a London accent?
Bloke. Yeah.
The more the merrier. You know, I think we have some folks listening over in South Africa as well as in Britain,
that
according
could be
to
South
Blog
African.
Talk Radio. So shout out to those two listeners. We appreciate it.
Yeah, hey. How you doing? Have you fish and chips for dinner? How was it? I can get good at it.
Yeah. Maybe one time we'll have you do the whole show.
Yeah, man, if only.
If only. Well, one thing we can talk about is this is Pierce's last Tuesday with us in Vegas. We've decided to consolidate some of the team and bring them together because we feel that this is going in a strong direction. So Pierce, only because of the podcast and website, will be moving to Denver this week. So shout out to Pierce. That's dedication to the cause, brother. Let's go global.
Yeah, tomorrow morning. So when you people are listening to this, I'll be in my car. So think about me. It's going to suck.
What do you mean by you people?
You, listeners, while you're listening, think about me. I'll be in my car all day Wednesday. It's going to suck. It's like 10 hours. I don't like to drive more than 6 hours, so it's a whole 4 extra hours.
So 6 hours is your max?
Yeah, I need to chill out, too, talking shit about Mormons, because I'm going to drive the entire state of Utah tomorrow. So
just don't pack any weed or paraphernalia.
I take back everything I said, Joseph Smith. I take it back. Take it back.
Well, I also want to give a shout out to Phil. Phil's a real big cunt because he called me Skip Dick Bayless on my care package that I got this week. But everything he did send me was delicious. I've eaten the muffalettos this week at lunch. The tomato dressing is fantastic. We've dipped vegetables in it. And tomorrow I'm going to eat some crabs inside of a pasta. So shout out to Phil. I appreciate it. You're a man of your word. I thank you so much for the seafood. It makes me miss the South like crazy. But I wanted to give you a shout out as well. I appreciate you doing that. You're a good man.
No problem, man. And, sorry for the delay.
All right, all right, that's enough dick sucking. Let's get into college football.
Sorry for the delay.
Big weekend. Big weekend.
Big, huge.
Everybody won. Everybody won. Everybody covered. Woo!
Yeah, dude, Redskins won too. Like, it was a banner week.
Fuck you. We're not talking NFL. We're talking college football. And we're going to start with Phil. Phil, down 20-0 at half. I know you were on the beach catching some rays, but y'all pulled off quite the, I guess, the comeback of a lifetime down there in Death Valley.
Biggest SEC comeback in LSU history.
Ooh, Coach O could put a stamp on that.
It was Les Miles that really did it, though. They honored the 2007 National Championship team at halftime. They got the crowd and the players fired up. And
So Les did it for him, huh?
Yep, he brought that Death Valley magic back.
I saw he ate some grass. That's cute.
Yeah.
Grass-eating season, for those that are on the internet. But what's it called? At the same
grass-eating.
But, yeah, I was listening on the beach, and I took a little nap after it was a 20-0.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I hear the big play, the 90-yard almost.
I'm sure you sent a text message like, let's fire Ogeron right now before you took that cat nap.
What a piece
of shit. If I know anything about Phil, I know that he probably jumped off that bandwagon.
Well, I mean, I said it after the Troy game. I said it after the Troy.
Yeah, you canceled the season after Troy, and y'all have reeled off two straight. It seems like the anchor has turned on itself.
All right. Obviously, I'm getting way too ahead of myself. But
good.
Say LSU wins out, and they go to the SEC championship, and Bama doesn't at one loss.
Oh my God! Like you're that's where you're going after you just
no. I just want as much havoc to be wreaked on the playoff formula as possible.
Well, that team is not beating Alabama.
I fucking know that, but I'm just throwing out a quick hypothetical.
Can they beat Ole Miss this weekend?
It'll be a tough game.
Yeah, it will. You see Shea and the boys this week? Man, AJ Brown's licking his chops, dude. Y'all can't stop him. Who you gonna cover him with? A safety? Linebacker? No. Can't do it.
Put your money where your mouth is, Pierce. It sounds like a care package.
Can't do it.
Pussy.
Well.
Pussy.
Pierce,
why do you have to be such a bitch? Put your money where your mouth is. I was an underdog at home, and I fucking came out victorious.
You aren't even letting me talk. So do I get the points? I don't want to just take it straight up. Because it's the Rams, man.
I took the money line. Why don't you not be a bitch?
Yeah, y'all were favored though, probably, Skip. What was the line?
No, we weren't. We were 7-point.
Oh, really?
At home, really?
Same scenario.
Yeah, I'll send you something if we lose. I don't know what, but I'll send you
something.
I'm Okay, well, what do you?
Y'all look to the website this week when Pierce and Phil decide what the bet will be. We'll hedge that, or we'll tease that.
We don't have Pierce's palate isn't as refined as yours, so he wouldn't eat that seafood crap.
Fuck no, I would.
Send him just some cheese sticks and some snow cones.
Decide what I want, okay? You just chill the fuck out over there. Just chill out. I'll make that decision. Yeah, it's probably going to be a bunch of fucking chicken fingers.
I'll send you some fried Popeye's chicken fingers.
Ooh, we're getting close.
That sounds
we're
fantastic.
Getting close.
Damn it. I wish I had gotten
it. Might just
be
like a bunch of coupons or something.
An Amazon gift card.
Wait, is there a Popeye's in Denver or else I'm not moving?
Fuck yeah, there's Popeye's in Denver. We got a couple of them. Don't let Phil scare you away from getting up here.
Yeah,
we have two-thirds of the ragtag.
I was about to not come. I'm serious. Yeah. There's Chick-fil-A too, right? There better be Chick-fil-A.
Oh, yeah. We got a plethora of Chick-fil-A.
I will fucking riot if there's not Chick-fil-A, so cool.
You're groovy, man. And we got Cane's. And we just got a Nuke. Shout out to Nuke's, the unofficial sponsor of Kip's dinner tomorrow night.
I'm not a huge Nuke's.
Cane's has made its way to Denver?
Yeah, Cane's has made its way to the suburbs at least.
Nice.
Huh, nice.
There was already one in Fort Collins up in College Town where Colorado State is. So then they're just now starting to branch out and go to the suburbs of Denver. But, I don't think not a lot of our listeners give a shit about this.
Great thing about Raising Cane's is it's just chicken fingers. You know, it's
it's
bullshit
so
menu. It's just, you know, no options, no nothing. It's just, hey, we got chicken fingers, we got curly fries, crispy fries.
We got shitty slaw.
I do extra fries.
I never get the fucking slaw. Who gets the slaw?
If anyone gets the slaw, just turn off your stereo now. We don't want your listenership. That's just crazy talk. Chase Perry.
Yeah, Chase.
Gets
you
the
eat fucking
slaw.
God, you should be embarrassed.
He won't even hear this.
I'm embarrassed for you. But it's okay. Yeah, we should probably get off of the food segment. It was fun, but yeah.
And that's Stoned Appetit. What to eat when high in Denver. Yep. So that's a different segment we'll bring to y'all come food season.
So the Rebs are going to win, and when the Rebs win, it's going to be
Let's talk about the Rebs last week. Y'all covered the over, y'all covered the three, and it looks like your team finally came alive for the first time in God knows how long.
Well, yeah, I mean, the last 2 weeks was – I mean, the Cal game, Cal's actually – that defense might be better than we thought. They looked really good this week.
Did they just beat Washington State?
Yeah, that defense is good. Yeah, I know. It's a bummer, man. So, and then we played Bama, and then we played Auburn, two really good teams. So we didn't have a chance to look good in either of those games. And Vandy gave us a chance. And I said, man, A.J. Brown is a bad motherfucker. You know where he's from?
He really is.
Yeah, he's this wide receiver. He's a sophomore. He's from Starkville, Mississippi. I don't know if you ever heard of Starkville, but it's just, they have like some college there too.
He knows exactly where Starkville is. They got work there earlier this year.
Man, if y'all could really use AJ. Y'all could really use
fucking
that
shit.
Guy.
Goodness gracious. Our receivers are not good, but they've never really been good.
We got too many good ones is the problem.
I know. Y'all have always been like wide receivers.
Man,
and quarterbacks that are mildly retarded that threw the ball really well.
Yes,
but, I mean,
sir.
Nothing else. Y'all never had a running game or a real strong defense. And so there's no surprise there, but I wish we'd have paid the extra 10 grand for A.J. Brown. Have mercy. He's great.
Yeah, if that's all it costs, then we got a deal, baby. Because he's a beast.
It sounds like we got cucked on Cam, and now it sounds like A.J. Brown was another one we let through our fingertips.
Yeah.
But what's it called? Yeah, y'all look great. So I'm excited about that game this weekend, and we'll cross the bridge of games later or this weekend later on in the docket. But let's kind of go through a couple more games. We talked about Wazoo shortly or briefly, but, man, it was upset city this weekend for the top 10.
Crazy, crazy weekend upsets. And
let's
it was
start with your
dick
sucking fast Clemson.
Man, okay, so yeah, that's gonna happen when your quarterback goes down. You can't replace him. You're gonna have a bad time, and Clemson had a bad time. The defense didn't look good. They just they were checked out, man. I don't know what it was.
Did he get hurt in the game, or did he not? He wasn't starting.
Well, he got hurt the week before. He played, and then he got hurt again.
Dude, he was limping like throughout the first half, and it looked like he also was like concussed out his balls.
Yeah,
he didn't even know where the hell he was. And I even made a comment to someone like 5 or 6 minutes beforehand. I was like, they need to pull this guy. He's injured.
Yeah, who's
and
done?
Then like literally 5 minutes later, he folds like paper and like they can't even wake his ass up.
Oh, dude, I thought he was dead. I was like, that guy's dead.
He looked lifeless. Holy like he got hit by a car.
Yeah, because like every time I mean, it's fucking crazy, but they don't have a backup. They played that Cooper kid, number 6, and they played the other kid the week before. They didn't even put the other kid in at all.
The white kid was the last weekend, and then Zamir was this
weekend. I was trying not to make it a racial thing. Yeah, but I don't know why he did that. Like, when the other kid was struggling, why not try the guy you put in the week before? He just never made the switch. He was sold.
Yeah, I think his name's Zamir Cooper.
Yeah, and his receivers were wide open. Their receivers were still open every time. He just couldn't hit them. He's throwing it 5 feet over their fucking head, you know?
When you start a freshman, though, you got to understand that obviously somebody else on the depth chart is pretty poor if you can't have anyone beat out the first guy on
campus.
But
you would think,
usually a high school guy doesn't translate.
But you would think, like, with your quarterback banged up from the week before, that you would have that guy ready to play. And that kid did not look ready to play at all. At all. You shouldn't lose that game still. You still shouldn't lose that game. I don't care. Alabama's not going to lose that game with Tua, Trua, whatever the fuck his name is.
Alabama could not even have a quarterback and win. They could start their fucking defensive tackle at quarterback and win that game.
Yeah, like I thought Clemson had really closed.
That's a scary thought, Phil. That's a scary thought as well. The defensive tackle for Alabama is like usually pretty in shape. He's in better shape than like Austin Allen or whatever his name is in Arkansas before he went down. And he's probably in better shape than either of the quarterbacks in Tennessee.
Speaking of Butch.
Five touchdowns. How many more weeks he got?
Yeah, like. Well, that's fucking disrespect. Like, Ole Miss wasn't even that big of an underdog or Vanderbilt. And, I mean, dude, like, Butch is done. Dude, he's officially done. It's just a matter of time.
His quote, I don't know if it was after the game or before the game, he said, we just had the best bye week I've ever had at Tennessee. Bragging about
winning it
live.
He also said they would have won that game if they would have scored touchdowns.
Yeah, I saw that.
As if that wasn't understood.
Yeah, like, oh man, you know, if we just could have scored a couple more touchdowns, we would have won that game. I know we lost by, you know, a lot. But just could have scored some touchdowns. Fucking idiot. God damn, that guy doesn't deserve a job in Division I college football.
So my question, I'm a little worried. What do we do if he loses his job? Who are we going to talk shit about?
I don't know. Like, Aaron Rodgers is hurt now. Maybe, but I was thinking this could be good with, like, Aaron being hurt. He's got nothing to do. We can get at him on Twitter and just get him on here to really hash out this family shit. Like,
get to the bottom of it.
It was just, yeah, it was sad to see him go down. It's like, man, I just felt even worse when I realized, like, he's just going to go home and he's going to be by himself. Like, he can't even reach out to people and be like, hey, you know, nobody's checking on Aaron to see if he's okay because they all hate him. You know, I mean, I guess he's probably got some friends on the football team, but that's probably about it. Like, it's a lonely, lonely time for Aaron.
Maybe with all this downtime and nobody caring about him, he can maybe make amends with the family.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm – maybe this will be good for him, you know. Maybe
and with him getting cut by Nick Swartzen, who's going to be there for him at the hospital when he comes out?
How great was that? It was the Vikings that fucking broke his shoulder. You know, Swartzen was probably texting Olivia Munn like, check out your boy, Vikes. Vikes. Hey, you want to come over later?
Anthony Barr's like shooting a text message to her. You like how I did that too?
Oh, yeah. I
mean, y'all think that was a dirty hit?
No, I don't think it was at all. I think it was just football.
Yeah, it's just unfortunate.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you just got to let it happen. I mean, that's football and the play, the continuance of a play. At the same time,
he landed.
Yeah, everyone that lands like that with a 300-pound man on the side of him is usually it's going to give.
It's going to happen. Yeah, he's not made of fucking.
Say he pump fakes there, you know, and doesn't throw it, and then he gains 10 yards running. So you got to hit him.
Yeah. He ain't fucking Superman. His bones are still made out of bone.
Yeah.
It's gonna happen. But, yeah, fuck Aaron Rodgers. I hope he gets well soon. But other than that, go fuck yourself, Aaron.
Yep.
And we got on that from Butch. Like,
let's get back to our hatred at
Butch. Let's get back to Butch and how Butch is gonna get fired and how we're gonna have to compete with Tennessee to hire a coach. Yeah.
Yeah, these are all problems that you're going to have. Good thing for you, boy, Kevin Sumlin seems to be well off the hot seat after taking out three late field goals to take out Florida at the Swamp this weekend. It seems like McElwain, that horseshoe I said shoved up his ass in week three or four, it seems like it started to wear thin, or it's at least popped out. So they've lost some games at home to Phil's boys and now to Pierce's secondary boy, Kevin Sumlin. So he's off the hot seat, so at least you probably won't have to compete with him.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing for us. Hey, do y'all think that Florida and LSU are like the same exact team right now, just in different divisions? Like, they got no quarterback. They got an all right running game. Got decent defense.
I guess pretty similar.
Know. Maybe I'm just fucking.
But not the same because.
Yeah, they're very similar.
Except I think teams.
And they it's like it's kind of like it for a couple years because y'all haven't had a quarterback in for fucking ever. Yeah.
They haven't.
Well, what about Ryan Perlew? Remember him? Oh, he was good.
Five star baby. He ended up at Jacksonville State, I think.
That was I was being facetious for those at home that didn't.
What a flop.
But yeah, I mean, so LSU's looking better, you know. So Ogeron is. Phil's off the ledge. Most LSU fans are probably off the ledge after back-to-back big W's.
Yeah, but look, he's still – that man still lost to Troy.
Well,
so.
I mean, I know –
well, yeah, I mean, I can't say anything. A lot of teams have lost to Troy that are from the SEC.
Have y'all lost to Troy?
Dude, I mean, this is obviously different coaches and different times and whatever, but Saban's first year at LSU, he lost to UAB at home.
Oh, yeah, ULM, I think.
And Ula Monroe.
Yeah.
Yeah, he lost to ULM.
He lost to both of them? That's funny.
Yeah.
And he lost to State with Kroom.
Oh, man. Dude, I saw Kroom on the sideline yesterday. Who's here?
I did, too. That motherfucker still can't fix his fucking hat. This guy looks like a fucking walrus idiot.
Is he a running back coach? Well, I guess it was yesterday.
Titans.
Okay, yeah, Titans. All right.
Oh, he's still working.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, he can only live off the $2 million buyout Mississippi State had for so long. I'm sure he had to get back to work pretty soon.
Yeah, he's been getting paid this whole time by somebody.
Good for him.
Once you're in that fraternity, you're there.
Yeah, as long as you don't pull a Miami offensive line coach, then you can probably keep a job pretty long in the inside the circle of college and pro football.
I mean, I don't really get what was wrong with what he did. Just the fact that he was doing it at the team facility and then going to meetings. Is that what people are upset about? Because
you're not going to find me turn my nose up at him.
Man, you're on fire tonight, Skip.
I'm witty as fuck. It was the pizza and the Budweiser. I swear. Yeah. Shout out Budweiser.
What kind of pizza was it?
I went with a local place called Hamano's.
Ooh.
It's Chicago-style deep dish, but it's also a stuffed pizza.
How deep
For those
is
at
it?
Home that don't know how that works, it goes layer of dough, cheese, pepperoni, dough, sauce, and then there's some crust that kind of comes up over the top when it's baked. I'm pretty high.
Sounds like a heart attack in a box.
Yeah.
Phil, it is, and it's fantastic. I'm dipping the crust in the tomato sauce that you gave me, or the tomato dressing.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a really healthy Tuesday for Kip. But I digress. Let's talk quickly. I want to give a shout out to my dogs. We covered against BYU. I know we already did our segment on the Mormons because Pierce is driving through the Holy State tomorrow. But yeah, we put the wood to them enough. We covered. They still have not scored 20 points this season. I saw on Twitter.
Huh, what a bunch of losers.
Yeah.
If they had less wives, they'd score more points.
Yeah, stop emptying the tank and maybe fill it with some Red Bull. We'll figure it out.
That's probably against the religion.
What,
Red
they
Bull?
Can't just come in people?
Sure.
I know Red Bull is. That's why I was made the joke.
Inside
their wives too often.
Well, you know.
But let's talk this week's slate before we go on to the Pro Boys. We got a nice little session going on. We got you guys talking against each other. I want to hear some hate. I know it's hate week, and y'all use that hashtag, liberally. Do y'all have any resentment? Anybody want to give a prediction?
Coach O hadn't won an SEC game in Oxford in his last, 15 tries. So
he's talking shit this week, too. He's like, the whole time I was at Ole Miss, I wish I was at LSU. And he's like, I'm not looking forward to going back there at all. He goes, all I'm looking forward to is getting chicken on a stick.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to go back to somewhere where I just went 0-8 in the fucking SEC, lost 16 or 17 SEC games in a row, and looked like a fucking dumbass for 2 years of my life. I wouldn't want to go back there either.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. If I don't have to see the fans from there again, it's not too bad of a place. But during football season, there's no place I'd rather be less. I'd really.
Oh, man, that's sad because
I love Oxford. It's a great town. Saturday. I had a blast at a buddy's wedding there this summer. But man, I don't need to listen to all those kids in the Grove talking about how badass their tailgate is.
Yeah, oh, you say yeah, you're jealous of that, huh?
Hell no,
you're
man.
Jealous. Hey, man, you got like a.
I do wish I had something. A chandelier, but I don't wish it was in my tailgate tent. I wish it was in my cabin in the woods that I got going here.
Yeah, that'd be dope. That'd be dope, Scott. I can't wait to see the cabin in the woods, man. We're gonna be live from the cabin in the woods next week.
We may do a live video podcast for us. Everybody tune in.
All right, we'll fucking Periscope the Instagram live the shit out of this. Yeah, good idea, Skip.
I got a couple of them. But let's call this. We can make our way past the Ole Miss LSU game. I'm excited to see it happen. I can't wait to see you two fucks talk shit to each other in the group chat. But what I am also, there's a couple other games I'm excited about. My boys, the Oklahoma State Cowboys, go into Austin, need a big W because everything kind of shook up in the top 10 last week with Washington State, and Clemson going down. I mean, Georgia's eventually going to have to play somebody, whether it be in the SEC championship or not. So there's a lot of movers and shakers, and I believe my boys of Oklahoma State are in prime position.
What are they ranking?
Anybody got a take?
Yeah.
This is going to be my lock, and I'll tell it to y'all later, but I'm taking Oklahoma State, but the lock is the over this week. The Oklahoma State, it's going to be sexy. And I just wanted to get that out of the way before we talk strong games this weekend. I'm just really excited for my boy Mason Rudolph and that Oklahoma waterfall that our coach has got. So give it to me. Let's go. Next game I have.
Let's go.
Next game on the docket is the one we kind of touched on earlier as well, was the Bama-Tennessee game. Our boy Butch is 35-point underdogs.
Butch.
Does he get fired God Sunday, damn. Or does he stay the whole season?
He stays. Unless, I don't know. Nah, he stays. It's too late in the season to fire mid-season. Or I guess it really doesn't matter, though.
It's too late in the season to fire him mid-season. But, yeah, I kind of think he's going to stick it out, too. But, I mean, if they lose, like, 68 to nothing this week, there's going to be a lot of pressure on whoever their AD is just to fucking get rid of him. Because he's apparently – I mean, he's still saying really stupid shit to the media, like you mentioned earlier. So, you know, best off week ever at saving that fucking team.
I wonder if – I think Clay Travis said it that – maybe Saban feels bad for him, or maybe he wants
Saban
Butch to keep his job,
so
he may not beat him as bad as he did Ole Miss.
Yeah, well, he was mad at us. That's why he did that.
Yeah, he went after you. Like
he went after
that.
Us, and yeah, he did that. That's cool, and we deserve it. I mean, I get it. We fucked his shit up for, you know, he definitely lost some sleep to us, and that's cool. I love that we affected him in that way. But
right there, you go. Take the wins when you can get them.
If he gets another shot at, dude, if he gets a shot at Clemson this year, look out!
I agree. Also, Dodgers just tied it up at one in the second.
I don't think he's gonna though get a shot at Clemson. It's crazy, man. I don't know what's gonna happen. I think the two best teams in the country are Georgia and Alabama.
So they may get to see each other twice. I think we talked hypotheticals last week.
Yeah, it's looking even better now. Like it's looking way better this week because I mean you got
Alabama or Georgia's number three.
Yeah, you got Penn
or
State
like
in the way. Penn State, you know, they got to play Michigan this week, which I think they'll win. They could lose to Ohio State in the horseshoe. So the Big Ten.
JT Barrett's starting to come around. They're beating the shit out of
France. Oh yeah, they're definitely
winning games. 6-20, 56-10,
61. I'm noticing that. Yeah. I still think Penn State.
Michigan's kind of skating by, barely.
Yeah.
Wisconsin seems to be kind of in the same boat as well. Penn State does pretty much what Ohio State's been doing. So I think this is that game will be great, but this weekend will be a nice test. Michigan's defense doesn't suck. Their offense does.
Yeah, no doubt. It's good.
I think Michigan will give them a good game.
No, I don't. I think they're going to win by double digits. Nittany Lions.
Phil, why do you think that?
I don't really know. I don't really have a reason. Just because.
You should know he's just saying that, Skip.
Nah, just because.
Hey, I'll take
I don't
it.
Know.
I mean, I had Michigan in my preseason.
Factor.
Phil really likes khakis. He's like, man, those khakis that Harbaugh's wearing, I'm all about.
Yeah, I had to wear a khaki uniform for fucking my entire Catholic school career.
Okay, so yeah.
I don't want to hear about how you got touched, Phil. We're talking sports.
Sports.
Okay. Sports! What's it called? I think Harbaugh's got a nice little contract with Lululemon for his khakis. I'm not sure where y'all got y'all's pleated pants.
Oh, dude, he's not wearing Dockers?
It says he gets his shit from Walmart.
No, not anymore. He signed a contract in the offseason.
Oh, that's fucking... What a loser. I hate him even more now. I hope they lose by 50 this week.
Oh, man, I bet he loses so much sleep because you two cocksuckers don't like him anymore because his khakis are more expensive.
Well, I thought he was a man's man. Like
he's just a sellout, man. Yeah.
Fucking wearing Dockers.
He does commercials for milk. What the fuck are you talking about? He's a sellout. Of course he's a sellout.
Lululemon makes khakis?
Lululemon makes all sorts of men's lines. Shout out to Lululemon. If you want to send me free stuff, I'll rep it and I'll say it to our hundreds of listeners every week.
My God.
Only khaki pants only.
They make, yeah, send us some of those khakis.
Yeah, they make all sorts
of them. That's all we're talking about, those fucking khaki pants.
I don't want bullshit.
Only accept
khaki pants.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is another segment of bad radio. So everybody Google Lululemon men's khaki.
Oh my God, or don't. Please don't.
They're $128 a pair.
Oh my
God.
Fuck
that.
Gross.
So he went from $28 to like $128. But I'm sure, honestly, he's not paying for it, but there's somebody out there that is. Anyways,
you probably go to Sam's Club and get like 50 pairs of Dockers.
I'm gonna let Phil switch his vote from Penn State or from Michigan to Penn State now, knowing that he's not a man of the Walmart people.
Yeah, so Phil, how do you feel about that? Are you still gonna back those khakis?
Well,
or what?
I don't think it really changes his coaching abilities, so no, not changing.
Oh, I do. Yeah, he thinks he's better than everybody.
Phil, I was just giving you a chance to get off because I didn't want you to anchor my preseason pick away. I was hoping you were going to jump
all
the
I'm going to anchor everything I fucking can for y'all.
Yes, I know Pierce is a Penn State guy. You know this by now.
Look, let's not mix words there.
Maybe I will change in that case.
No, okay, look, if you're thinking about being an anchor, you can't, like, switch sides and just hope that it just anchors whichever one you pick. Like, you don't have
that's
that
a good point. You can't intentionally anchor. You have to go over there like free spiritedly.
No,
and then
I intentionally anchored Mississippi State.
But
yes, you did. I'm glad you were able to admit that. You fucking sank that ship so goddamn quickly, Phil. Thank you for admitting.
But like, anyway.
Yeah, we digress. So that's gonna be a fun weekend of football. Penn State will probably beat Michigan because they're at home. But I think Michigan's defense could do something cool. Maybe stop Saquon from having 200 million yards. I don't know that. I don't watch enough of Michigan football to know. But maybe they can. They seem to be able to stop other offenses.
It's possible.
They don't win. They win a lot of close games, though. Like beating Indiana by 6 is not going to help you when you're playing Penn State. Those kind of games.
Rest of the schedule kind of sucks for the week, though. Oklahoma State, West Virginia, Baylor,
Notre Dame, Auburn, USC. That's like recognizing Palestine. I'm not going to talk about Notre Dame football.
Like I hate fucking everything about Notre Dame football. I don't even consider them really being a team anymore. I never really have.
Yeah, Brian Kelly may be I thought he was going to be on the hot seat earlier this year. Phil, you're a Yankees fan. How often are you a Notre Dame fan?
Never. Fucking hate them.
Who do you have with them hosting USC this weekend?
Man, I hate both teams, and they're both fucking always propped up in the rankings when they shouldn't be, and I don't fucking care, to be honest.
Yeah, well, like, they were good when our parents were kids. Like, they had never been good when we've been alive.
But at the same time, you have to recognize their top 15 teams.
I know. Okay, so they've been good 1 or 2 years since.
But that was
this
bullshit.
Congratulations. They got blown out. So,
Everybody lost at Bama pretty handily that year.
Manti Te'o's a saint now.
Yeah. Notre Dame is 13 in the AP, and USC's 11. So that's a pretty relevant game. Despite
that's a good matchup.
That's bullshit, though. Neither of those teams deserve that ranking.
No, probably not. Florida State Louisville this week, too. That game went bonkers crazy last year.
That game's not relevant because Florida State's 1-4. And
it's relevant because they're going to score.
They're going to score
a shit ton of points, and it's going to go over, and it's going to be
Florida
my lock of the week.
Florida State can't score. I don't know what you've been watching. I've been betting against them a lot. They can't score.
They're favored, though.
I hadn't been watching Florida State.
That's because Louisville just lost to Boston College.
Yeah, well. Louisville's trash.
Shout out to their defense, Peter Sermon. He was Mississippi State's coordinator last year. I think Pierce prefaced on how great we were at defense preseason. That guy's gone, and now Mississippi State's defense is like number 9 in total defense. Like, that guy at Louisville is literally – he's the true anchor of college football. Phil, yeah, we joke with you. This guy can bring down any program with the best of them. Him and Patino.
Ooh, old Rick. Slick Rick. Yeah. Poor guy.
He got fired this week. Shout out to Rick. If you want to come on the podcast, we'll pay you.
I saw that he's going to fight this or something. Like, what does he have – well, how can he fight this?
Hey, Patino?
Patino.
Well, he's not really – I mean, he doesn't have any really fight, but he's owed like $44 million. He's not just going to go away. He's going to hire a lawyer, and he's going to go through all the fucking bullshit to try to get that money. That's
it. How can
he
make a case, though? He admitted he cheated.
Yeah, he doesn't have a case, but it's just like, you know, he's this like prideful motherfucker, so he's going to do it. He's just got that ego, man. I don't know.
I don't know.
At least that's
what
I think.
Get it paid either, but we'll have to wait and see. That's
he won't.
Part of the time.
He's got no chance. He won't get any of that fucking money.
I think that he may have to just settle with the FBI and be like, look, this is what I did. This. They plea out. He's going
to
not get penalized, and
he
just needs to live off the Adidas money.
Does he have a chance to go to jail?
I don't think so,
but at the same time, I think that would have probably been known if they had that much on him. I don't know if he was doing the bribing or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. He was just like taking all the money, you know.
Hey, if you're a listener and a lawyer, we'd love to have you come on and talk to us a little bit about the Rick Pitino case. Don't be shy to call in. Call our phone numbers.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Reach out on Twitter. We'd love to know exactly how fucked Rick Pitino is.
Or just any of those guys.
Yeah, I'm just curious how it all goes down. Like, what kind of jail are they going to?
Well,
how
they say that there's going to be more indictments, I think, either this week or next week. So a bunch more shit's about to come down. That'll be cool.
Please, God, not Mississippi State. Please, God, not
Mississippi State. I mean, does it matter, really? Your basketball program's a crater anyway.
Yeah, but we were kind of building it back, but we were kind of doing it at the mercy of Adidas and AAU camps.
Yeah, exactly. So that's probably going
to
work out.
We got the Malik Newman thing, and then he left us and went to Kansas, which was another Adidas school. It just seems like we're probably fucked, but I don't know. I'm not sure.
How about North Carolina just getting off for
I think that comes with a lot of power.
Did y'all see that shit? They got, you know, all that academic fraud that they were charged with, they just got off. It's just like, oh, yeah, we actually didn't have a case the whole time. And, like, lawyers knew that. North Carolina knew that the whole fucking time. And they still made them spend $18 million to defend it. It's such bullshit. And, yeah, they're just like, yep, we actually didn't have anything, so y'all are cool. I mean, that's fucking
insane.
So what
the NCAA said was that they couldn't prove that the teachers were only giving it to student-athletes as a benefit because they were student athletes, because they, I guess, found that the teachers were giving other people easy grades as well, cheating
class,
as well, or however, something like that happened.
It was open. So
everyone was like, well, it sounds like it's a UNC academia problem, not an NCAA violation.
Well, that's exactly how they got out of it. Like, the NCAA has nothing to do with your curriculum. So that was part of the UNC curriculum, and it was offered to every student. So because it was offered to every student and not just basketball players, and, you know, athletes, then, yeah, they got off. Like, literally, they fucking got off blatantly cheating for 18 years. That's fucking amazing. And, like, I mean, I don't know how that's – it's just fucking incredible. It's fucking – the NCAA is pointless. So pointless. And now watch them hammer us with another year of bowl ban.
It's
the same shit. Like, they got nothing on us either. They got nothing.
Yeah, but it's not the same shit. Like, the same shit would mean y'all are doing academic problems. Y'all's is a financial thing, which is something where they want to take a stand.
We got academic fraud in ours, too. There's some academic fraud.
I forget about that. Yeah, they mainly dismiss the whole y'all having people take ACTs first.
No, they're not dismissing that. Like, we're paying for that in our bowl ban. Like, we've been paying for that with scholarship reductions for years. Like, you know,
self-appointed.
Yeah,
right?
We've done that. And, you know.
So y'all call that paying.
It is.
It, but they have not ruled that that was enough.
It's still paying for it, though. We're still actually giving up these things.
That is
true.
You are paying for it, but you don't know what that is doing.
Yeah.
But you don't know what that's doing. You're just trying to be proactive.
Yeah, but it's taking numbers off of whatever they give us in the end anyway. So it's still doing something. It's still, you know, $20 million we spent on legal expenses and all this other fucking bullshit for nothing. For fucking peanuts, man. fucking peanuts.
I'm just telling you, that's how they're going to see it, is different situation. They may be like, yeah, how do you know that if they give you, let's say they give you 15 scholarships, then it was going to be 30, but because y'all are so proactive, they only give you 15. Do they elaborate in that regard? Will they be like, because in lieu of y'all's efforts to be proactive?
Nah, they're just going to. Well, this is the thing.
Or do y'all just pretend like y'all did something righteous because y'all always do?
Well, that's what's so stupid is, like, we went along with their shit. Like, another thing that was good about North Carolina was they never admitted fault. They never once admitted they did anything wrong. So, like, we admitted fault. We, like, turned in all this bullshit. Okay. We're like, yeah, we did all this, you know, like, so we, like, tried to work with them, which is probably a really stupid strategy. So we'll see how that pays off for us. So that's, like, what a lot of our fans are mad about. They're mad at Bjork for the tactic of cooperating. And you should have just, like, fucking deny. You don't admit fault. Like, this motherfucker's got to go if we get hammered for another year. He's got to go.
Phil, be the judge on this one.
I don't give a shit.
All
right. Yeah, that's such a tough guy, LSU Coach O answer. I don't care.
Aren't you glad to have some of your recruits back that you had gotten taken from you in the past years? I mean, Ole Miss got pissed off Bama, Georgia, and LSU because they were recruiting better than y'all. I mean, we were always second-tier recruiting. But, I mean, now you have a chance to actually get some of these kids back.
Yeah, dude. But, I mean, that's the thing. Like, everybody thinks, like, yeah, we took one or two kids from schools. You know, like, they still got the other five kids that we were going after.
Yeah, Bama still has 43 guys going pro.
And all the goddamn linebackers that we ever recruited over the last 4 years, none of them ever came to Ole Miss. Like, if we were cheating, we were not doing it right and paying the right goddamn people. We obviously weren't doing it right if we paid Leo Lewis $10,000 and he didn't even come to our school. So, obviously, we were sloppy. But, like,
well, let's
talk
about guys that get paid money. Let's talk a little pro weekend.
Yeah, NFL. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's get on to something more fun. I don't really care enough about college. So let's talk some pros. Zeke is free for at least 1 week again.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
they
I'm
ruled
so
he was fucked.
I'm fucking tired of this shit.
God,
I would love for him to be
decide.
Available every week, but it seems like the NFL is out to get him because he's black. So I'm pissed.
No, that's not. God damn, that's not even
every judge wants to overturn another judge. You're like, whoa, that guy ruled in favor of the Cowboys. I'm going to rule in favor of the NFL.
I'm sick of this shit. I just want it to be over. Just fucking sit out. Take your goddamn games, like I said from the fucking start. Quit being a little, oh, the courts are going to do this and that. You still beat up some chick, dude. You're a bitch.
Yeah.
I'm not going to defend whatever he may or may not.
And even the lifting of the girl's shirt up at that St. Paddy's Day thing, that's pretty much enough alone, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean.
That's, especially in New Orleans, coming from Phil, the guy that lives in Mardi Gras Alley.
Lifted up a girl's shirt without their permission.
That's probably true. I'm just saying, like, I don't think that's uncommon in Mardi Gras.
No, it's common for girls to lift their own shirts up, not for another dude to do it for them without their permission.
Okay, I do apologize. You may be right. Yeah. I may have been seeing a different New Orleans. Great, I apologize. What's it called? Well, that's fine. So I don't agree that he has been a model citizen by any means. But I believe we need him compared to using Alfred Morris or Darren McFadden. Personal opinion.
Of course you need him.
Yes.
I mean, we're only 2-3 with him. But at the same time, we're probably 1-4 without him. So.
But you knew this team was going to take a step back. All the Super Bowl hype was a little much.
The defense is so bad. It's the defense. It's not the offense. It's the defense. So, I mean, I'd like to have Zeke for as long as I can have him. But if at the same time, if he's having to sit out weeks 12 through 18 because we're in the playoffs, that's going to be a lot bigger bitch because we played cute with the judges. And that sounds like more karma-ish than I've heard of anything. But we'll have to wait and see. I'd rather have him for the whole season. Let's talk about the other games. Phil, your team's legit.
Yes, sir.
Write the article about are the days bad. Since you wrote that article, LSU is 2-0, Saints are 2-0, and you're like 9-1 in your picks. I mean,
yeah,
you anchored yourself and you brought yourself to the top.
I'm gonna try to continue anchoring myself. I'm probably just gonna keep talking shit about these teams, even though I hypothetically talked about LSU winning out. I don't really believe that's going to happen, by the way.
Yeah, that's okay.
No, it's not. It's so fucking not.
It's fun. We'll probably end up with a little miss, you know? And then I can just... Yeah. Hope is nice. But,
Oh, yeah, okay, I'm not going to shit on your hope because, like, after we beat Vandy, I was like, well, you know, LSU's a maybe, A&M, maybe. I'm
Everybody
like,
thought like, A&M was an easy win.
I'm like, oh, Kentucky, we're going to hammer Kentucky. I was worried about ULL. I think we're going to beat them now. I'm like, fucking Arkansas, we're going to beat them now. I got us winning six games again all of a sudden. So, like, I shouldn't talk shit
but
about
back
your
to
hope.
Our second favorite person to hate on, that's who the Saints host this week. The Pack are not host to go to Green Bay, and you know, I never wish injury.
Ooh,
I never
Brett
wish
Hundley.
Injury upon anybody, but I'm not losing any sleep over Rodgers missing this game and the rest of the season. But I don't know. Saints have been known.
Bye, Aaron.
I'm not gonna lie. I don't either. I wish it had happened earlier.
You wish injury. I wouldn't put a fucking prick.
Yeah, I'm not a really good person, but I've never preached to be one, so you can kiss my ass.
Okay. This fucking guy, am I right?
You can kiss my ass too, Pierce. That's like kettle calling pot black
this
if
guy,
I've ever heard
this
anything.
Guy, am I right?
Pierce, Phil is the moral compass of this podcast, so I'm not too terribly worried about myself
no, you shouldn't.
And the mean things I may
that's
say.
That's when we got problems, when you know we got problems when I'm the moral compass.
Well, we're sure not anointing Pierce with that title.
Yeah, y'all want me to be? I can do it.
Yeah.
I can do it.
You couldn't
well,
do it.
Well, let's
if
talk
your
about your team, Pierce.
It.
The Redskins had a nice week.
Skids, baby. Oh, yeah. Got Monday Night Football this week with the Eagles. Yeah, dude. It's looking pretty good. Looking pretty good.
The Eagles are pretty fucking good, though, too.
You held off for a W this week, didn't you?
Huh?
Yeah, they barely beat the Niners. The worst team,
yeah,
worst team of football.
Right, 27-24 or something?
Yeah. Dude, look, it doesn't matter how. A win's a win,
it's
and you
true.
Move on to the next week. Like, you almost blew a 35-point lead to the Lions, bro. You want to talk about how it got cut to 7?
Yeah,
like,
no,
talk shit about the Skins. Like, come on, man.
Cowboys blew 2 second-half leads.
Yeah, but no, the Saints,
it's okay.
Well, the Lions made up 28
and
points.
Yeah, like that. It's great defense, you know. But, yeah, dude, I feel pretty good about the Skins. I mean, this is the second matchup with the Eagles. Eagles won the first one. Really need to win this one.
It was close in the first one, though. It was like 2017.
Definitely, but I feel like they're playing a lot better now. I mean, the Skins are obviously playing a lot better now, too. So it'll be a good game, but I'm not too optimistic about it right now. Maybe I'll feel better by Monday.
Let's talk about the Eagles for a second. I bashed everything Philly last week, and I called them all losers on multiple podcasts.
They're good.
I was on Hash It Out saying the same. They are actually pretty good.
They're good.
Damn it. I hate saying that. Yeah, they're good. And they took down Phil's lock of the week, and I mean.
Eagles fly on the road to victory. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
I mean, I just don't know. I mean, if Philly wins that division, the Cowboys are still in the hunt for a wild card because the NFC South has started to fold. It looks like two or three teams are in it. Now it looks like everyone's kind of vying for like a Dallas Cowboys-like record. So we may have a chance for a wild card.
Man, the
so
Bucks look like trash, don't they?
Yep.
Yeah. They do. Yeah, more like lame-ish.
Jameis is not – I don't think he's the real deal at all.
No, not at all.
That was the greatest joke I've
heard
all week.
Like
Jameis, more like lamest.
Yeah. Fucking loser.
That's great.
I hate that guy. And just because like he stole that crab that time. Not because of anything else he did, but like just the entitlement that goes into him walking into Publix and just thinking he can walk out with some crab because he's Jameis fucking Winston.
He's
fucked up.
He allegedly raped somebody.
Oh, yeah, I know, allegedly. Oh, Jesus Christ, man, I know. Like, that sucks, too. But, you know, they definitely had sex.
The crabs really get Pierce mad. He hates Zeke Elliott. The crabs piss him off.
I'm really
about
upset
James.
About – I mean, it's just really, really like – I would have loved to have been there when they walked up to him and were like, hey, you didn't pay for those crabs. And I bet his response was, do you know who I am? Again, fucking T, he tried to – be like, I'm Jameis Winston. That just pisses me off. Anyway, it's probably the wrong thing to get upset about.
The old J.P. Wilson, where you're John Parker and you just walk around Tuscaloosa trying to get free shit because you tell him who your brother
yeah.
is?
Yeah.
Fucking
I'd do that shit. I totally do that
What's
shit.
It called? Yeah, so Tampa Bay has folded. I kind of liked Jameis because when he did the whole, is you strong? Because if you is strong, then I is strong. And then that means the team be strong.
Yeah.
Or whatever his...
He steals all that shit from like crazy motivational videos that you would never watch. Like I don't believe Jameis is writing any of that nonsense that he's spouting off.
It's not Gary Vaynerchuk. No.
I think it's all fucking, I don't know. Fuck that guy.
All right. Well, what's it called?
I didn't know I hated him this much until right now, but I really don't like
him. I'm glad that we're building the list back up, seeing as we broke down the other people. It seems like we have a nice little voodoo doll Phil's got for us in New Orleans. We just keep...
So am I adding him to number four, Jameis? I'm adding him.
Adam. Add him to the rooster.
I want LeBron on that list. I find that guy to be the biggest poser on the list.
I hate him, too. Let's add him to the list.
Yeah, basketball season is upon us. I would like to add LeBron James.
Okay, I like LeBron, but...
Yeah, that'll make it even more fun. It'll be 2 vs. 1 in NBA.
Well, actually, I really don't like him that much. Stop for a second. Let me hit on something Phil said last week. Phil tried to be like I was a bandwagon Heat fan. I was actually a reverse bandwagon Heat fan. Like, when they got LeBron, that's when I stopped liking the Heat. Like, I was like, oh man. No, dude, like, that was pretty much it. No, I was still on board with him, but, like, it sucked being a Heat fan when LeBron got there. So, like, once LeBron...
So it sucked winning championships?
Yeah, but they're not really my championships. Like, I don't really, like, feel like I won a title. Like, it's, you know? Like, I still don't feel like any team of mine.
Do you claim it when it's, like, Alonzo Mourning and Tim Hardaway? Or are you claiming it when it's, like, Shaq and D-Wade when they're still...
Shaq and D-Wade. That was pure, baby. That was pure. It was actually just D-Wade before Shaq got there, but then they got Shaq. But, yeah, dude, LeBron kind of ruined everything. But, anyway, I'm with you on LeBron. We'll put him on the list. And I don't know how to spell Jameis, so I'm having to Google it.
It's like James.
J-A-M-E-I-S.
Well, yeah, yes. But I'm trying to spell it lame-ies.
L-A-M-E-I-S. I think you just switched the L and the J, but I mean, I know you're not the brightest crayon in the box.
Oh, yeah, dude, that is all I had to change. God damn.
And this is why y'all should not smoke marijuana, kids.
Lame-ies Winston, what a fucking tool.
Well, okay, anyway. So I think we kind of preface on a couple teams. The Chiefs took a fall this week. Big Ben, speaking of going from one rape quarterback to another, Big Ben gets a W on the road at Arrowhead.
Yeah, big win for Big Ben.
And then also the Sling Blade Manning gets a win on the road, beating
the team.
Old biscuits and taters and mustard over there.
Oh man, I tell you what, didn't Eli look good?
Who's he even throwing?
Just a bunch of Evan Ingram. Evan Ingram. Yeah, he's good. They had a pick six. Let's see what else happened. It was a great game. I had the Giants money line, just, you know, for those of you out there that care. But I knew that was coming.
Did you put it on the top five? Did you put it on your five?
No, I didn't put it on my five. I went four this week.
That's nice. That's nice, but it wasn't the Giants money line, so you can't worry about it that easily.
Well, I'm just saying I won some money on it, so eat it.
There we go. Well, let's talk. Let's talk this week.
What games
do we like this weekend, gentlemen? I kind of touched a little bit on my locks of the week. Well, let's just get y'all's opinion. What do y'all like? What games you looking at betting?
I fucking hate to admit this. I didn't think about it when I was looking at the lines. I'm a reverse anchor, Pierce, and take the Eagles as my lock. 3.5.
Ooh, I like that. I like that.
So when the Skins
reverse anchor,
it's 4.5 right now. It's 4.5.
When the Skins win, you can thank me, Pierce.
Okay, I will. I'll probably do that. Well, I'm going to do my lock of the week. I'm going to go with another NFL over, and it's the Sunday Night Football over. Falcons, Patriots, 55. Hammer it. They can't put it high enough.
You know what? I'm not going to lie to you this weekend. I'm kind of team over as well.
I'm always team over, baby.
I know you are, but I'm just telling you what I was this week. I think I touched on it earlier, but I want Oklahoma State. I've been backing them all season. But now I'm on Vegas Insiders to figure out where the line is.
Mike Gundy ripped his shirt off. You see that video? He got the quarterback take off his shirt. And he's like, "Woo, check out me, man. Tits out, Mike Gundy. Woo." He reminds me of Randy Marsh from South Park.
He's very close to that. He's about as redneck as they come as well.
He's
on that
great.
Line is at 65. So give him to me at 65.
Cool.
It started as 7.5, and it's already moved to 7. So somebody's betting on Texas heavy. And some lines is like Caesars had it at 12, and now it's at 7. So I guess that's a. Oh wait, no. Yeah, that's right. That's kind of crazy. It moved overnight 5 points. Wow. So what's called? I'm taking those games, but at the same time, I'm going to look at some other games as well. Y'all have any other pro games or college games y'all liked?
Nah, not really. I mean, I'm sure I will by this weekend, but it's been kind of a hectic week for me over here. You know, I got to drive to Denver tomorrow, so I'm going to do the old Phil cop out.
South Florida, too.
South, yeah, your backyard boys
like
has
South
been looking
Florida
good,
too,
Phil.
What's the over-under there? What's over
no,
under?
I was just saying the
but what is the over-under?
Spread is 12.
But
I don't know.
I like it. I don't even know what it is, and I like it. 54, that seems low. That's weird. Don't like it anymore. If it was in the 60s, I'd hammer it. But if it's in the 50s, something's weird about that. Yeah, something's weird about that.
I'm looking at a couple different games that I'm not really sure if college or pro is the play. I don't think Alabama's going to cover the 35 this weekend.
Oh, I do. I do. Heavy Alabama this week. Heavy.
Let's make that the LNO as a squad block of the week.
Dude, they are going to stomp a fucking mud hole in Butch. Tennessee's not going to score. They might not even get three. They might get three, but
what
it's
if they get
be,
shut out? Man. If they get shut it's out twice by 30 or 40 points,
I'm telling you, 60-0, Butch is fired this week. 60-0, he's fired this week.
Pretty,
maybe even.
Well,
that's
do
a
we
great
want that to happen
finish.
Or not?
I don't think it's gonna be 60-0. So if it
yeah,
goes
I don't
60
either,
nothing
so I
and
I'm
it
saying.
Doesn't get fired, it's an embarrassment for the new AD that came over from Kansas
yeah.
State.
Whoever you are, if Butch loses 60-0 this week, 60-0, and you don't fire him, you're a fucking wuss. You're a wuss. Tennessee athletic director. You're probably a nerd, too. Huge nerd. Nice glasses, nerd.
John
like
Curry.
Your glasses.
John fucking Curry is his nerd. Name. They just brought him over yeah. from Kansas State.
You better grow some balls and fire Butch, because that guy's got to go. I like Tennessee being bad, though, so if I can keep Butch for all I care.
It's,
I don't think Tennessee's getting good anytime soon, even with a new
no, group. It's... No, it's a long – I think we're going to be good again before Tennessee is.
Well, let's talk about replacements before we close up shop for the evening. Who do y'all think would be the best replacement for Tennessee? I know Pierce said he's excited about having to compete with the largest athletic budget in the country or something.
They're going
to
get
sort.
Jeff Braum probably from Purdue.
Well, I know – I guarantee you John Gruden's name pops up.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but Gruden doesn't want that shit. But yeah, he always does, and he's not going to go coach some fucking.
No, his son is a student there, and he had apparently had like dinner with him Friday, and someone reported that John Gruden was in Knoxville having a dinner Friday night with a group of men, and those men were like the fraternity brothers of his son, who he took out to dinner. Like everyone's just
board.
Trying to fucking hang it on him that it's him.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think Jim Bob Cooter would be a good
Jim Bob Cooter.
Not only do I love the name, but he's done pretty well working with Stafford
it's
up
a great
in Detroit.
Name. Best name
I
in
mean,
football.
I mean, Jim Caldwell's usually a stagnant offensive, I guess, unit, but under with Jim Bob at the helm, they seem to be at least producing more often, even without a Calvin Benjamin or a top tier wide receiver.
Yeah.
Golden Tate's
yeah,
pretty
good.
Would you consider him a one anywhere besides Seattle, though? And Detroit?
Maybe.
Maybe such a cop-out answer. Give us a fucking yes or no.
Yeah, seriously, be more definite.
Yeah, he could be a number one on some other team. I can't tell you right off the
maybe
top of my
maybe on the Browns
head,
he could.
Yeah, the Jets. The Jets.
Yeah.
There you go, Phil. You
the Jets.
Head.
Maybe even Seattle. See, I mean, Doug
well,
Baldwin.
Well, he was already in Seattle. That's what I said, besides Seattle and, I mean.
Oh, did you say that? I didn't even
that's
hear
where
you.
He started, I think, when he came out of Notre Dame. But at the same time, he wouldn't be, I mean, I guess L.A.
Rams, Buffalo. He could be a number one on Buffalo.
Yeah, let's get, there you go. Let's keep naming bad teams.
Yeah, just keep naming shitty wide receiver cores, and eventually you'll find a couple.
But Miami Dolphins. I mean,
you're the one who asked the fucking question, though.
Like, I don't think he's like one that you're like, hell yeah, we're leading. Our wide receiver core is led by Golden Tate. That's never going to get me wet preseason.
Well, you were just talking about how great of a job Jim Bob Cooter's doing, you know?
I know. That's what I'm saying. He's done better with less wide receiver cores than most, is what I was saying.
JBC, man. Jim Bob Cooter.
If you call him JBC, you're taking away the fun of saying his name. So you got to be able to say Jim Bob Cooter. And there's nothing better than those fucking hillbillies and goddamn overalls up there in Oxycontin County trying to get, they would love a Jim Bob Cooter.
Oh, they would. He. That's probably the most Tennessee name that could take
exactly.
over there.
And he played there. So, I mean, it's a great fit. But that's my guess if you listen for it soon.
Okay, Jim Bob Cooter.
Yep.
I'm marking that down right now.
Put him on Kip's, I guess, Skip Bayless's picks over here. Kip Bayless's picks. Yeah. Old takes.
To be hated list.
Yeah, soon to be hated.
Yeah, soon to be hated.
Well, I think we kind of touched on Aaron Rodgers' injury, so I guess we don't have an injury report for the week unless anybody else got hurt.
Fuck Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, that's a good way to close. Hopefully by the end of this, maybe Kershaw got
hurt. Hey, Aaron, nice family. Not.
Oh, burn from the top rope.
God,
just top rope the shit out of you. Hey, if you'd like to come on this podcast and reply,
Aaron, Aaron, I really want you to come on here and talk about this family thing. I really believe that I'm the person that can get to the bottom of it for you. And you might think that's a joke, yada, yada, yada. But look, I can do it, Aaron. Just come on. Be our guest. It'll be like Beauty and the Beast up in here. Kip's.
God, I was just thinking that Kip, same song. Kip's, can we get that
Kip's
thrown in here somewhere?
Kip's the candlestick. Kip's totally the candlestick.
Be our guest.
Damn it.
The candlestick? What's it called? Oh, I'll show you.
I don't know the references to Beauty and the Beast as well as I may know to like Aladdin or Lion.
The candlestick's cool. I kind of actually want to be the candlestick myself. But, well, you could be like the little teacup.
Hey, that sounds even more fucked up. I don't know which one I want to be, but I'm sure it's fucking not letting Pierce pick him out or delegate. Not in any form of fashion.
Phil's obviously the beast. I mean, duh.
Like, that's fucked up. I was kind of aiming for that's which one I would want.
Hey, you wanted the lead role, didn't you? I get it.
I want all of the roles. I want whatever role is best, duh. I don't want any of these participation trophy bullshit.
Oh, my God.
Do we have anything to wrap it up with in summation?
No, I got my Beauty of the Beast then. I'm good.
All right. Well, I do want to thank everybody for tuning in and listening to our stupid banter once again. Don't forget to go subscribe, rate and review 5 stars. Shout out again. Phil's got a guest lined up for us. We're hoping it'll all line up next week with the basketball breaking starting up and baseball kind of hitting its stride in the playoffs. We wanted to make sure we touched on all of that. So we're going to hopefully have a guest next week. It'll probably go smooth.
And it might record.
Yeah,
it'll go smoother
than last time.
We'll see.
And, besides that, I hope everybody has a good week. Hail State.
Who dat?
Rebs.